Here he comes. Oh, you're getting presents. I see. That's what's going on. See, you score your 100th goal of the season, and you're allowed to buy from the frozen pond even after hours.
Yeah, it was a gift, so.
Okay. Yeah.
Hats are discounted, too.
Congratulations. Goal number 100, as I said just now, probably the shortest distance and the easiest one of your career, correct?
I'd say so, yeah.
What's it like to get to that milestone and have your name beside? I mean, you're only one of 29 players in Blades franchise history to hit 100 career goals.
Yeah, I know. It feels, you know, feels amazing. I think a lot of credit to the teammates. I think guys like Hayden Daly and Chase Waters, playing them my 16-year-old year, you know, a bubble year, but those guys really, you know, helped me be a, you know, be a Blade. And obviously moving into, you know, with Wonger and Sito, playing with them a lot. But, you know, just a lot of guys, you know, skilled guys that make plays. So I thank them for that.
And then tonight, you're playing with Minton and Suzdalev, and you guys combined for 9 points. It's like you guys have played together for the entire season prior to tonight.
Yeah, I know, it helps two guys that are signed, one playing in the NHL, so I think it's pretty easy to find chemistry. So, you know, we're going to work and practice, you know, hard as we can, and, you know, get the chemistry up, and this is going to be a hell of a ride with this team.
Adam?
Yeah, I just asked Brennan Sonny, and there's always something to play for, but just the internal competition now, and obviously you're going to be in the lineup and in the top six, but offensive zone starts, power play time, being out there as the go-to guy, like, is it kind of like, I better be going tonight because we have so many good players here too.
For sure. I think, you know, 5-on-5, you know, we roll lines, but especially like power play, like we got two number one power plays. So, you know, execution, you know, getting pucks back is super important, the power play, and, you know, whoever's going is going to get that extra shift. So we take, you know, in practice, we were competitive yesterday in the power play. And then, you know, today both power play groups got a goal. So it's huge.
And for you, I think I noticed on the bench the biggest cheer for our goal tonight was probably Braden Klimke. Just your thoughts on him scoring and seeing what he's done, and also if you can recall and take us through your first ever goal.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. He's been awesome back there. You know, with his size, he's actually strong for his size, and he's going to be a great player in this league when he comes in as a full timer. And you know, it's good to see him get the puck off the ice. That's a joke for him. So, but yeah, it's awesome to see him get his first. And then I know it was against Swift Current, and I know it was Chase Waters that gave me like a kind of around the net, and I gave like a one-timer in front of the net, and that was my first game of the season, my 16th year. So,
and for you two, just maybe with Klimke, like I've seen it in how many games now where a guy goes in 1-on-1, they see a guy with the cage, and they go, I'm going to size this guy up. But, and you'd probably do the same going down against somebody, but just how cool is it to just see him kind of step in and knock the puck off a guy's stick?
For sure, yeah. Again, like he's a strong guy for his size. He's going to be a great player in this league, and you know, it's awesome to see him be, you know, he's developing every game, he's getting better every game, and happy to have him on the team.
And yet, soon, Tanner Mullendyke's going to be back. You're going to get John Babcock, who just acquired today from Kelowna. He'll probably end up going back to play with his regular team. But, I mean, the group that you've put together here, and I'm sure you've looked around the league to see what else has happened today. And this is going to be an interesting next few months, trying to figure out who's going to actually win the championship out of all these talented groups.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of good teams in this league. You know, we believe we're the best. I think we have the best forward group in the league, defensive group in the league now, when Molly and Babcock end the lineup, and the best two goalies in the league. So I think we think we're the best team, and we gotta, you know, show up every game, not just take it for granted. So I think this is, you know, once in a lifetime type team. This is, you know, one of the best teams I've played on, if not the best. So this is gonna be a good ride with us.
Do you know Babcock?
I kind of a little bit. I texted him today when he got traded here, and just after my nap, actually, I texted him. So he's a North fan guy, and I think Wonger and Mintz know him pretty good, so he's going to fit in well with us.
Good. Brandon, congratulations on the milestone goal and the victory.
Thank you.
Wish you all the best.
Appreciate
moving
it.
Forward.
Thank you.
Brandon Lisowski of the Saskatoon Blades, our third star of tonight's hockey game.